Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Ostium Sagas. Eight. Saga 1. 1066. Part 4. Recorder's note. First off, I'm surprised the author doesn't have a note here. That was a bloody big dramatic moment, and then the author just keeps going on like it's all perfectly normal, and there's going to be a completely down-to-earth and reasonable solution to this crazy series of events. Who knows? Maybe he talks about it in his section at the end of the saga. Anyway, I'm not really shocked by this at all, because first, if you've been following the narrative and you know what you're reading, or I suppose listening to in this case, then you can sort of see where it's leading. Second, I've worked for the Ostium Network, and I know what a complete bunch of wankers they are. And three, I've had pretty much this same situation literally happen to me that made me forget almost everything about myself, and it took me literally years to get back to any semblance of normalcy, and then a whole weird series of events to find Mom and rejoin the Ostium Network again. So while I won't say things went the same way for me, since our Ostium Saga chronicler sounds like he got stuck in the 11th century, and presumably, and might I add hopefully, just died of old age, I will say things did look pretty dire there for me for a bit, and I'll end this rant by saying I at least know how he feels. Saga continues. After all the dust settled, and I made very sure there wasn't any kind of door there that I could go through, I just sat on the ground, did my best not to panic, and wondered what the hell I was going to do now. The sun set, and it got dark, and soon I couldn't see anything in front of my face. Feeling depressed and helpless, my cheeks now wet with tears, I lay down and fell into an exhausted sleep. I woke with the dawn, and as soon as I could see well enough again, I searched the entire abandoned church, scrutinizing every square inch of it for anything that might be related in some obscure and or bizarre way to getting me back to Ostium. At first I assumed that something had just gone wrong. Something bad had happened, but it was repairable. I just needed to figure it out, and then I'd be able to get back to my time in the very distant future. I went through every door I could find in the church, each way just to be sure. Then I came back to the chamber and lifted up the fallen door, leaning it against the wall, willing it to reattach itself. Of course, it did not. But I tried opening and closing it multiple times to see if it would have any effect. None. I even tried dragging it over to another doorway and leaning it against the opening, almost giving it up as an act of stupidity, but then tried anyway, just to be sure, only to be intensely and regretfully disappointed. So I sat there, glumly moping and feeling sorry for myself, as the hours ticked by across the day and into the night once more, and then to the witching hour when a crazy thought occurred to me. Back in our intense and extensive training at the Ostium Network, we studied all the sources in all forms of media involving time travel, and a few of them came to mind now. But to do this, I needed to write something. And to do that, I needed some form of parchment and ink to write with. I already possessed a writing implement, but before any of that, I needed to make a fire, as I was in almost complete darkness. There was still some light coming through from the outside, thanks to the moon. Even though I was deep within the church, the sparse rafters above were letting in some moonlight. Fortunately, I had what I needed on my person, and after some time had a small fire going. I scrounged around and collected some wood to make it a bigger fire, and then found a large piece of wood to use as a torch. Then I began the hunt for some sort of parchment. This took me considerably longer, but I did eventually find an old, slim religious text. I searched it for a blank page, but there was none. Unlike the distant future where paper is plentiful, in this time, as in my own also, paper is a rare resource in the 11th century, and when it is acquired, every spare bit of space is used. So I found a page where there was less writing and proceeded to rub it in the dirty, gritty floor to obscure the words. It didn't work as well as I'd hoped, but it would have to do. Now I needed ink. I had already been thinking about this and searched the floor for a rock or stone with a serrated edge. With the rundown state of the church, this did not take long. With sharp edge exposed, I drew it across the back of my hand, cutting into the flesh and feeling inevitable pain. I dropped the rock and waited for the blood to run, then took my writing implement, dipped it into my fresh blood, and began writing on the parchment in the language of my own time. It didn't take long to write the quick message, which was good because I didn't want to leave this wound exposed to the elements any longer than I had to. I folded up the parchment, then wrote another quick note on the outside, then wrapped it all in a piece of cloth. Then I dug a hole at least a foot deep into the broken ground of the church, right where the ostium door had originally stood, and buried it, making sure to cover it fully and pack it down solidly. Then I waited for the impossible to happen. And nothing happened. I waited and waited while nothing continued to happen, and began to come to some form of acceptance of my new reality I had been thrust into. I do not know at which point I began to cry again. Eventually, I drifted off to sleep on the hard ground once again. As morning sunlight began streaming into the ruins of the church, on this third day of my occupancy, I was brought back to waking with a happiness for just a moment, and then, upon seeing where I was, the events of the previous few days and nights came back to me like a thunderclap. I pulled myself together, holding my wrapped hand, which hurt considerably, and began making my way back to the town I had jokingly called home for a while. I would now have to do so for a lot longer. On the way, I thought about what I was to do next. Upon my arrival in the town, I knew.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy. even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's the Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.